Now, I am joined on the line by an incredible vocalist whose singing voice is totally unique. And as soon as she sings, you cannot confuse her amazing vocals with anyone else. Her iconic songs, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Holding Out for a Hero, It's a Heartache, Lost in France, are as loved today as they were when they were released. She's Grammy nominated. She's multi-platinum selling. She's also record-breaking with music sales all over the world. She's back with a new album, Between the Earth and the Stars, which is her 17th studio album, which sees her collaborate with music legends Francis Rossi, Sir Rod Stewart, Sir Cliff Richard, and Sir Barry Gibb, as well as Amy Wedge, who wrote Thinking Out Loud with Ed Sheeran. 2019 marks her 50th year as a performer, and I'm delighted to be joined on the phone by the one and only Bonnie Tyler. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you very much. I'm a bit of a late riser in the morning, so this is fine for me, 11:30.
Excellent. It's lovely to hear the distinctive voice straight away, even when you're speaking. Before we talk about the album, what music and vocalist did you grow up listening to that inspired you?
I wasn't even going to make a new album, you know. This kind of just blossomed into one. A friend of mine came with some demos for me to listen to, and I just loved them so much. I thought, I'll record these and put them on Rocks and Honey and re-release it, you know. But the people that inspired me in the earlier years was like Tina Turner, Janis Joplin, you know, Wilson Pickett, people like Otis Redding, and, you know, I used to love that kind of music, you know. And I always wanted to be a singer, but I never thought I'd still be doing it all this time and having such, you know, fun out of it, you know. It's great. I'm having a ball.
When did you realise that you could sing? Because there has to be a point where you sort of think, oh, I'm pretty good at this.
Well, I was always singing in my bedroom, you know, when I was a kid. I didn't have a microphone then, like all the kids these days. They got microphones and everything, and mine was a hairbrush. And I just used to stand there in my bedroom, looking in the mirror, thinking one day I'd be singing along, you know, with other people's songs, and I'd be thinking one day I'm going to be on the stage, you know. And that was probably when I was about 16, I suppose, you know. Anyway, I had I entered a talent competition in the local rugby club when I was 17. I came second, and then I formed my own band then. After I joined the Harmony Band for 2 years, I formed my own band. I just got discovered by mistake. I was happy just being in a band, singing locally, you know. But Roger Bell came down from London and to listen to the boy in the band upstairs. He'd heard about him, you know. But luckily for me, he came in on the wrong floor and he heard me singing. So I ended up going to London, and one of the first demos I did was Lost in France.
It's a bit like the film A Star Is Born to get discovered like that. Do you remember what happened to the other singer? Was he anybody famous, or he just didn't get discovered?
No, but he had a wonderful voice. He was very, very... Roy Orbison, you know. He had a beautiful voice. But... No.
So you went on. You went on to get signed, and then you had your second single was Lost in France, which was a massive hit. Do you remember how that felt to actually have? Because it's one thing to record a song, but then to have it do so well. How did that feel when the fame came?
Oh my gosh! When you get the call for Top of the Pops, that was like, you know, when I was a kid, you wouldn't go anywhere until you'd seen Top of the Pops. You know, on a Thursday night was like, oh, wonderful, you know, to see everybody on Top of the Pops. And then I find myself on Top of the Pops, you know. It's like pinching myself, you know. It's an incredible feeling. And when you hear the song on the radio the first time, you know, I still get a thrill out of that. I hope you're playing my new one.
I am. I will be at the end of the interview. That's why we love radio here at Phoenix FM. Following year, you had It's a Heartache. And then not only did that do well in Europe, it went phenomenal in America. So again, you've got the European success, and then you've gone massive over in America too.
Yeah, that was my first hit in America. And not only was it in the R&B charts, it crossed over into the country charts as well. And, yeah, it was like, I think it was, the album was number 16 in the country charts, but it was number 3 or 4 in the R&B charts. It was incredible. I was touring over America, and I did 3 shows with Sir Tom Jones in L.A., you know. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
To be on the same bill as him, you know. It was incredible. And he's still amazing now, isn't he?
Have you never thought about doing any judging on The Voice or any of those shows? Not for you?
I've been asked to be a judge in Ireland on The Voice. I couldn't do that. I couldn't judge people like that.
Just prefer to go out there and actually do the singing, yeah. Now, also, people might not know, you had a bilingual number one album in France.
What I did, I've had a lot of success in France.
Mm.
Funny thing is, I was in Paris last week as well, doing TV and promo, you know. But, I did a duet of Total Eclipse of the Heart with Karine Anton, and it went to number one for 12 weeks running, you know. That's a hell of a long time to be number one. It's fantastic.
That's amazing.
It's such a thrill. It's kind of in French and in English.
Now, the new album, Between the Earth and the Stars, which is your 17th album.
Yeah.
Before we talk about it, you are back with producer David Mackay, who produced the first two albums.
David Mackay.
Yeah. David Mackay. Get his name wrong, you won't be happy. David Mackay.
He's wonderful, yeah. And that was... Yeah, I hadn't seen him for 40 years, and it was just like yesterday, you know?
Mm.
We had a wonderful time working together again, and if it hadn't been for my original bass player in the first band that I had in 1969, when I first started singing, he wrote some songs. He came to the house and asked me to listen to them. And my first reaction was, oh, come on, Kev, you know, you've never written songs before. And I wasn't expecting anything, you know. I said, I'll listen to them, but not while you're here, and I'll get back to you. Well, I played the songs, and I was like, where the hell did these songs come from? They were amazing, Kevin.
Mm.
And so, actually, the first single that maybe you're playing it is called Hold On. He suggested that we work with David again, you know.
Mm.
So that's how that happened. And then we ended up doing a whole album. In fact, I've done 8 more songs than the 14 that are on this album.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, I've done a duet with Sir Rod Stewart.
Yes.
Sir Cliff Richard.
Yep.
And Francis Rossi. Mm. That's amazing.
I was going to say to you that all these knighted people, as you said, you've got Francis, Rod, Cliff, and also there's a track on the album, Barry Gibb as well.
Yeah, Barry Gibb wrote me a song. Yeah, but, you know, also Amy Wadge, who is
yes.
a fantastic songwriter and singer, right?
Mm.
And she wrote 3 songs for me. You know, she writes with Ed Sheeran.
Yes, yeah.
And she's written 3 beautiful songs, so gorgeous. One of them on the album is called Older, right? Mm. She wrote it especially for me. She said, Bonnie, I got inspired by you when I was in my apartment on my own, she said, in Nashville.
Mm.
And so she sent me this song, I hope you like it. Oh, I cried when I listened to it. It's so beautiful.
Mm.
It's called Older.
Yeah.
And of course I am older. I'm 67. I didn't even realize I'd been in the business for 50 years until I saw the sticker on the front of my album. I'm blessed on this album, I tell you, with everybody that is working with me, you know.
Mm.
Can't believe it.
Well, you've got an incredible voice. Your voice is so distinctive and it's so strong.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're a singer-singer. That's, you probably heard that term before. You're a singer-singer. You don't get many people who ever try to cover your songs. I'd say that.
You know, I know that people say to me when I phone up to book a restaurant, is that Bonnie Tyler? Well, I mean, the Welsh accent gives it away as well, darling, doesn't it? I tried to get rid of it once. I went to elocution lessons, and I say, in the end, I said, hey, listen, love, I better leave you before you end up talking like me.
Now, the whole album, how long did it take to record? And did you sort of have people remotely recording their parts, or was it all done in the studio?
Unfortunately, Rod was in LA when I was in London. Mm. And when he was in London, I was on tour. So we didn't get together. But in Paris last week, I was doing an interview, right, on the radio, and the day before, Rod had been in doing an interview, and he left a message, and they played it to me. I was so chuffed with that. I was like, oh, well, this is a lovely surprise, you know. But I haven't met him yet. But Cliff, I know, you know, Sir Cliff, we are friends and we do see a lot of each other. But there again, he was in Florida when the duet came up. Mm. And so he did his voice in Florida. And I did mine with David in London, you know. But you'd swear we were in the same room.
Yes.
Which we are a lot.
Yeah, technology is fantastic. Now, recording is one thing, but actually going out, I mean, when you're in the studio and you're putting these projects together, and the one thing you want to do is actually get out there and play the new music.
I've been to London Palladium in September.
Yes, yep.
Yes, almost sold out.
That's on the 18th.
And I'm going out now in a couple of weeks. I got 24 shows. Paris, Holland, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, 24 shows, you know, two on, one off, I'm really looking forward to it, you know, because I'm still going to be singing my old favourite songs, you know, but I am incorporating 7 of the new album. Of course, none of the duets will be in there because they're not on tour with me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I'm really, really looking forward to the shows.
And what's the band lineup at the moment?
They're awesome. Yeah, they're all from around London, you know. And they've been with me for over 20 years. The drummer is relatively new, Alex Toff. He's been with me 3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's awesome. He's kicked it up to another level, you know. He's fantastic. And actually, sometimes I use Ben when Alex can't sometimes do some of the shows, you know. And we've got this other drummer, Ben, who is awesome as well. But my band, they are great. We have a ball on the road, you know.
Yeah.
We're like a family. We've been together for so many years.
And you've got all the rehearsals coming up before you kick off.
Boys have already been in. I haven't had a chance yet. I'm going in on Wednesday and Thursday this week to rehearse. And then again before we go out, yeah.
Do you do anything to prep? I know some vocalists do a little bit of warm-up. Are you a singer that just goes out and sing, or do you warm up?
My wonderful voice coach, James Windsor. He is incredible. My voice is stronger now than it's ever been. And I wing him no matter where I am in the world, even if I'm in Australia or New Zealand, you know, somewhere, Hong Kong, whatever. I phone him religiously for 15 minutes on a show day, you know.
Mm.
We make a time work for us, you know. It doesn't have to be just before the show. It can be like in the morning or whatever. But I phone him every show day, yeah. He's amazing. I don't know how it works, but it does.
Yeah, some people don't do it, do they? And then it can really sort of strain the voice. Yeah.
I've only been doing it for 7 or 8 years. And I tell you, I've really seen the benefit of it.
I have to say, one of the comments from Steve, who works here, he says, when you've got to Holding Out for a Hero, he said they go absolutely mad. When that's played down at his local club, he said people go mad on the chairs, jumping about all over the place. And I must tell you,
they absolutely love it.
It's one of those songs you can't sit still to, even today. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, we're going to finish the interview with a brand new track from the album. This one is the Taking Control, which is a duet
with Cliff.
But before I just play that, the London Palladium, which is on the 18th of September, that's when people can come and see you from here. Is there going to be any special, do you reckon there might be a special guest popping up, or you're not sure yet?
I haven't planned anything yet. You never know.
Somebody might fly in on a wire. Maybe. Never know. Right, we're going to finish the interview with a brand new track from the album, Between the Earth and the Stars. And this one is called Taking Control with Cliff Richard.
Yeah,
tell us about the...
On the first listen, he said. Well, I think it's perfect for Cliff as well, you know. The lyrics, just listen to the lyrics. It's perfect for us both. And, you know, our voices are so different, and yet they blend so well.
Incredible.
I sang Happy Birthday to him in the shape of It's a Heartache in the Royal Albert Hall last birthday, you know, when he was 78.
He's not, is he?
Yeah. I know, you can't believe it, can you?
No.
Unbelievable.
Well, I still can't believe it's you're marking your 50th year as a performer.
No, I can't.
That's that sticker. Take that sticker off.
I don't feel 50, let alone be in the business 50 years, you know.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Your speaking voice is absolutely incredible as well, and you're a singer's singer. Thank you for so much wonderful music and the songs, and I really hope this album does well for you.
Thank you so much. It's gone into the charts. It went in at 34 this week. Great.
Well, success.
Michael Ball, then, number one.
I know. Good for him.
Congratulations, Michael.
Good. It's good to see. Well, that you're both of you are the people that sell like multi-billions. We don't get that now. You don't get that in today's music industry.
Oh, my God. In the days when I was selling records, you'd sell 50,000 copies a day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not about selling records anymore. I don't make records to sell. Mm. You know, I make records because I love music.
That's a good thing to end on there, Bonnie. Thank you ever so much. I'm going to play this track. This is from the album. Don't forget, if you want to go and see Bonnie in September, she's going to be at the London Palladium on the 18th. You might get a surprise guest.
I'm also in Cardiff with Bananarama. I'm in Pembroke Castle with Status Quo. It's all sold out, though. I don't know about Cardiff, man. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thing. When it's all sold out,
it's
good.
It's only a short flight away.
Yes, it is only a short flight away. Yeah. Thank you ever so much. This is a brand new track we're going to be playing out with Sir Cliff Richard. This is Taking Control. Thank you very much, Bonnie.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Day.
It's been lovely.
Thank you, my love. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.